Hi, this is Paul. The Jordan Peterson Exodus series is out now on Daily Wire Plus, and I want to do a little bit of context and setting about it. Some of you might remember that I have a Substack that I usually sort of congregate some of my tweets about something. I haven't written on the Substack since September 13, where I was quite a bit more pessimistic about what Jordan Peterson was going to do with his relationship with Daily Wire. And if you read the current Substack, you can see that, in my opinion, he's turned things around in a very big way. The title of the Substack is Jordan Peterson Does It Again. Exodus couldn't be just like the Genesis series, but I think it could inspire a refresh of the art of lay Bible study for the next generation. That's the subtitle. The first two episodes of Jordan Peterson's Exodus are now out on Daily Wire Plus, and I highly recommend them. Why? I won't be able to do a video on this until next week, so Substack will have to suffice, and now we're working on the video. Jordan Peterson's series on Genesis broke into the zeitgeist like a revelation. How could this suddenly outspoken Canadian professor of psychology fill a theater in cosmopolitan Toronto with two-hour-plus lectures about the Bible? That was sort of the revelation and the mystery of the Genesis series. I was immediately drawn to it because I could see that, like C.S. Lewis, he was making a way forward through the thorns and thistles of decaying modernity. And here I link the still excellent article by Alistair Roberts that he wrote in March 30, 2018, Understanding Jordan Peterson, where he relates him to C.S. Lewis. Still a great article. Because I struggled to find ministerial colleagues who were as excited as I was by what was happening around Jordan Peterson, I decided to see if I could find some conversation partners via YouTube. What followed would transform my life and vocation, and here's a link to one of my very early videos about Jordan Peterson. I had hundreds of conversations on the internet with people whose lives had been improved by watching Jordan Peterson's online content. Many of these, because of Jordan's work, began exploring Christianity as a way to address what John Vervaeke coined as the meaning crisis. This harvest was so large, I knew I couldn't personally pastor it, and most churches were ill-equipped or uninterested in enfolding these seekers. So with the help of former CRC minister John Van Donk, I began to develop Estuary, little link to Estuary. Jordan Peterson had talked about the following up his Genesis lectures with similar treatment from the rest of the Bible, but this was pushed back for years by book tours, illness, and a swarm of political drama that follows wherever he goes. I was very concerned when he signed a multi-year contract with Daily Wire that the biblical series project would be lost in the banalities of political punditry that I associated with the YouTube channel. After what I saw as a few missteps, Jordan Peterson has seemed to have regained his footing and established for himself a production platform to facilitate even his more religious interests. I knew it would be impossible to recreate the moment that the first biblical series was. It very much had a hero's journey quality to it. One embattled man hiring a theater with his own money, hoping people would come only to have every evening sell out. That's an important thing to consider when you think about what this current biblical series is. Now, right at the beginning, he notes that this is sort of a seminar preamble to what will sort of be the continuation to the Genesis biblical series. He plans to also do a solo version of this where he will lay out his thoughts, more like the first Genesis, more like the first biblical series. But again, it won't be the same. It can't be the same because the world has changed. The context around Jordan has changed. His fame has changed. Everything has changed this. So it won't have sort of it's hard to describe just how of the moment that first Genesis series was. It captured so many. This isn't the same, but I don't think that's a bad thing, basically because you can't go back again and you can never recapture what that first biblical series was. My friend Jonathan Peugeot had told me about his trip to Florida to discuss Exodus. Would this work? Could it work? Part of what was so special about the first biblical series was that it was Jordan's own ideas disconnected from the complex schools of biblical scholarship. A number of people asked, why didn't he include biblical scholars in his little group that he had around the table? I think actually, probably it's good that he didn't. And I want to do a video to talk about why this is different from biblical studies because of the concordist nature of any biblical connection, which Jordan clearly had a handle of and was more successful at than many Christian ministers, but also what has happened to biblical scholarship over the last few hundred years and why biblical scholarship continues to change culture to culture, time to time. Having now seen the first two episodes of what they've produced, I'm very happy with the results. While it can't be just like the Genesis series, it improves upon it in a number of ways. This paragraph is key here. Jordan Peterson has managed to better inform his biblical reading without blunting his own fresh observations. Myself and others, including Bethel McGrew, were concerned when he was talking about going to Cambridge what that would do. The last thing I wanted to get from Jordan was sort of a mimicry of what's in biblical commentaries. Now, I use biblical commentaries. Biblical commentaries have their place in the world. Biblical commentaries are quite diverse in terms of their approach to the Bible in many ways, but what Jordan was doing was fresh, and I was worried that with everybody rushing in trying to correct, improve, help him along, he would begin to just sound like other biblical commentators, and he doesn't. And so I very much stand behind that sentence. Jordan Peterson has managed to better inform his biblical reading without blunting his own fresh observations. The goal isn't to contribute to modernist biblical scholarship, but to refresh the practice of lay Bible study. It was the sort of wild and diverse qualities that the best Bible studies have to offer. And that's really what this is. Jordan sitting around a table with a group of friends, people that he trusts. There was a picture that came out when Jonathan was there when they were making this of Jordan and Jonathan on a jet ski together. Jonathan noted to me that they had plenty of time to get to know each other as a group, to do some play together. And I think that's actually crucial to the production of what he's done here with this seminar approach. The people seem to like each other. They seem comfortable with each other. They trust each other to a degree. And the conversation doesn't seem edited at all. It flows well. It might be slightly edited in some places just to keep it going. Well, it is edited because, of course, you have different camera shots that come in. It's not sort of the one-on-one in a Randos video that I have where I keep both cameras on at the whole time for almost all of the Randos conversations. It's a great flow of the conversation, and whereas this sort of Bible study is above average, you have people that are more knowledgeable. You have two Cambridge theologians. You have Dennis Prager, who has written commentaries on Torah. Now, one of my friends from this little corner mentioned that Dennis Prager is writing commentaries for evangelicals, which I found to be quite an interesting comment, and I have no reason to doubt him. And it has Jonathan Peugeot, obviously, and Greg Hurwitz, and then a few other people. It'll be interesting to see if people sort of come and go into these videos, and if he does a seminar approach for the rest of Exodus. In some ways, Genesis and the beginning of Exodus are the easy parts, and I'm really interested to see what he does with the second half of Exodus and a book like Leviticus, because then we're really going to get into the nitty-gritty on how on earth do we connect this with us. Exodus is so deeply contextualized in the ancient Near East, especially when you come to the furniture of the tabernacle and the functions of the tabernacle, and then the Mosaic code, clean and unclean, the sacrifices. That will be fascinating to watch Jordan work through and to find the kinds of associations that he draws with that material. All of Genesis and the first half of Exodus are mostly narrative, obviously with the Decalogue coming in Exodus 20 as sort of a peak. But once you get into furnishing the tabernacle, making that work as connecting to modern people will be truly fascinating to watch. I can imagine this Exodus series inspiring thousands around the world to try their hands at it, helping us to once again refresh our culture by having this sacred text once more ignite our spiritual imaginations. I think Jordan Peterson has managed to again pull a rabbit out of a hat and offer the world and the church something deeply helpful, even when it looked to many that his ability to contribute might be spent. And I think that's key here. The first series in Genesis changed a lot of lives. Will this second series? I think it will, in probably slightly different ways. If Genesis was sort of a hero's journey presentation, one unlearned, at least in terms of modernist biblical scholarship, one unlearned man connecting the Bible to the world as he sees it, this Exodus seminar is really a group project. And again, I was really impressed by how well the conversation flowed. I'll have a lot more specific commentary on it as I figure out how to approach this. I can't do a commentary on this like I could the original biblical series because it's not just on YouTube where I can sort of do interstitial comments as the narrative goes. It's behind a paywall on Daily Wire. While that certainly will limit the number of people who see it initially, will it come out on his channel at some point? I don't know. That's between Jordan and Daily Wire. I don't really begrudge the fact that it's behind a paywall because I have a better understanding of how they put this thing together, and there are significant costs to that. People needed to be flown in, people needed to be put up, people needed to be fed. The camera work is excellent, and so it's absolutely understandable that Daily Wire wants to recoup its investment in Jordan Peterson in this. It's a big question whether Daily Wire Plus will be able to achieve what it is they want to achieve, which is to sort of break out of the mold of political punditry. We'll see. This, while of course Jordan has his own political views, you have a degree of political diversity on the panel that Jordan has selected. I've heard some people say they won't watch it because Dennis Prager is there. I've heard other people say they won't watch it because Greg Hurwitz is there. Fair enough. Some people have noted that there's not a Roman Catholic on the panel. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Jordan had asked Bishop Barron to participate, and while I think Bishop Barron probably would enjoy participating in something like that, and we'd be a wonderful contributor to it, Bishop Barron is a bishop, and bishops have responsibilities, and it's quite likely this couldn't fit into his schedule, or he couldn't shake out 8 days to do it. Again, going forward, it'll be very interesting to see just how Jordan lines this thing up, especially if he does the second half of Exodus and he gets into Leviticus. Boy, there's a ton there, and there are some really good resources out there trying to connect Leviticus and the Mosaic Code in a way that isn't just sort of, boy, this stuff. I want to make a video, probably my next video is going to be, again, more context on this, because part of the reason I was so frustrated with the Cosmic Skeptic video was because it is so naive about how people relate to texts and representations and myth and story and narrative. We do it so naturally. We don't appreciate what we're doing while we're doing it. And for that reason, before I jump into the content to the limited degree that I really can in this series, we have to talk about why and how we in fact find such content and the text itself authoritative and the means by which we connect to it. As I said before, part of what made the Genesis series so vibrant was because Jordan was piecing this together with his own life, and he clearly had been doing that for a long time. Now, one of the things that is obvious to anyone who watches this is that in many ways, Jordan learned to read the Bible through a Jungian lens. And what that all means, I'm not really well-versed in Jung enough to notice. But of course, as Jordan has pointed out many times, Jung comes to the Bible on the other side of Nietzsche. And so a big part of how Jordan connects with the Bible is to a degree through some of the existentialism that I think is implicit in this approach. Now, there have been and continue to be biblical scholars who approach the Bible from an existentialist lens or perspective. I'm by no means a Karl Barth scholar, but in some of the reading that I've done of Barth, particularly in his Roman series, Barth was in some ways a Calvinist existentialist. And existentialism has been such a deeply persuasive philosophical school that many people will, I think, implicitly connect to the Bible through an existentialist connection. Another way that Jordan connects to the Bible is through his pragmatism. And so the combination of his psychology and his pragmatism, he derives many pragmatic connections to the Bible. And again, this is part of why I think his biblical commentary is so helpful to people to once again see how the Bible can speak to them. That's really what Jordan managed to do in a way and to an audience that many churches and many pastors haven't been able to do. Part of this is because Jordan, by virtue of his background in psychology, has an expertise in psychology that pastors don't have, and in fact, pastors aren't trying to have. Pastors tend to apply the Bible through the emergent concordism. Now, what I mean by concordism is that there are, I'm playing around with OBS scenes now and learning to sort of flip around them a little bit more. And I continue to hopefully little ways level up my video making. But what I mean by concordism is that in order for the Bible to connect to my life, in many ways, I need to see it through a lens. Part of what's been wonderful about this little corner have been many of my conversations with some of the, part of the difficulty with using the word Jew, it's both an ethnic and it's a religious word. But through many of the religious Jews that I'm talking to, part of what I've seen is that they very much connect to Torah through this legal avenue or lens. In doing Bible studies with people who are normies, let's say, who open the Bible, I find that people connect to the Bible through sort of a mishmash or a hodgepodge of avenues by which they say, here's the Bible, here's my world, this is how I see the connection. That was the key from what Jordan did. Jordan was able to both demonstrate to people how he puts his world together and show them how his perspective of the world connected to the Bible. And what he does in this seminar is add new voices to sort of meet him in the middle there. Now, obviously, for Jonathan Peugeot, a deeply symbolic approach works. You can, Dennis Prager, it's quite obvious that he has studied the text thoroughly, but very much, you know, I can really understand why my Jewish friend says he's a Jewish commentator for evangelicals, because in many ways he sort of approaches the Bible that way. A lot of evangelicalism does approach the Bible through something of a Christian existentialist connection. Part of, when I talk about modern biblical studies, I'll connect this a little bit. The cosmic skeptic cast expressed surprise when he heard Jordan Peterson talking about the Bible as literature. If he were better versed in what has been happening in biblical studies over the last 30, 40 years, that shouldn't surprise him at all. That has, in fact, been one of the dominant schools of approach for biblical studies. Part of this, I think, because of postmodernity, because in some ways, an attention to literature and the perspectives through which we view literature have deeply marked our approach and our reading to the Bible. So even though when Jonathan Peugeot and Douglas Murray are having a conversation with Jordan, and Jonathan and myself really sort of want to backtrack when we talk about fiction, it's because of the connection that people, the implicit definition that people have of fiction, which is untrue stories. Of course, Jordan goes along and says, but there are ways in which fiction is more true than, let's say, an attempt to at rote description of naked events. Part of what we know is that there is no such thing as a monarchical vision where you can simply describe naked events. Once you turn those events into words, you are already into the space of metaphor, as C.S. Lewis and Owen Barfield and many others very much showed. So I can imagine this Exodus series inspiring thousands around the world to try their hand at this, helping to once again refresh our culture by having this sacred text once more ignite our spiritual imaginations. I am, in fact, considering using some of these new tools we have through Streamlabs. Is it Streamlabs? Anyway, through some of this stuff that we're using with the Just Chatting channel to put together to do some of my own biblical seminar, probably with some people from this little corner of the internet, and probably with designated chairs, let's say an agnostic or atheist chair, a Jewish chair, a Catholic chair, an Orthodox chair, and maybe a special guest chair when I can rope in people to do things from other perspectives. But what Jordan does, as you can see in these videos, try my new powers here. Let's see. Let's pull up this one. What he does, as you can see here, is this is everyone around the corner and around the table. He's using the King James Version, and so he reads out a little bit of the King James Version, and then he talks about it a little bit and sort of ignites others to think about it. Now, Jordan says, you know, he doesn't want to do all the talking, and he doesn't. In fact, as I noted in a lot of his more recent conversations, he's doing very well. And having experience, a lot of experience with Bible studies, doing something like this is not easy. And to have it flow and go as well as it does, It's really an accomplishment, and my hat's off to Jordan, my hat's off to Daily Wire and the team that put this thing together. I'm very impressed. This is hard to do, and to have it flow like this, you know, I've really, really got to hand it to them. I think Jordan has managed to pull a rabbit out of the hat and offer the world and the church something deeply helpful, even when it looked to many that his ability to contribute might be spent. For me, the Exodus series is worth the price of admission to Daily Wire Plus, and I look forward to seeing Jordan, what Jordan does next. what God does next through Jordan as his unlikely journey continues. So yeah, and now for a lot of you, that's what you'll be facing. And a lot of people on Twitter and in the comments section said, yep, I'm in, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to pay Daily Wire Plus, and you can pay for a month and then watch some of it. But it's going to, I think, I don't know the pace that it's going to come out yet. The first two are out. I don't know how many make up this series. The first biblical series was 15. We'll see. At least this weekend, Daily Wire Plus had a Black Friday sale, which was sort of 50% off if you sort of buy a year in advance. That's $72 American. Again, everyone will be different in terms of how you value this. I would do it just because this is part of what I'm doing right now and part of the conversation, but I've enjoyed it. I just got a note from Rick. I asked Rick, and those of you who have watched it, very much leave a comment. I was actually thinking perhaps of just doing this as a live stream to get comments from you, and I think that I will. But I want to hear your feedback on it to find out what you think of it. Do you like it? Don't you like of it? Already a number of critiques and even criticisms have emerged. Some of those I want to address. But yeah, I very much want to know what you think about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited for the next series. I remember during the first Genesis series, I couldn't wait each week for the next one to come out. I took the deep dive into Jordan Peterson land when all this stuff came out, and I watched Maps of Meaning. I watched all the 2017 classes, found out other videos that were on the internet of him, and it was, you know, it was, but you're not going to sort of recapture that. So yeah, I hope this is a little bit of an introduction. Again, I want to get more into this. I did send a note to Daily Wire, and they have said, you know, I should send them the clips that I'd like to comment on to get permission before I make a video. That means I have to be a little bit more organized in how I put these videos together than I usually am. For me, a lot of this is often either at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. I have an idea of what I'd like to say on a video, and I sit in front of this camera and I do it. For me to sort of send Daily Wire some clips, I might start just with some of the clips that they have already released. But they're fairly short. And the first session is over 2 hours long. And the second session has an amazing conversation about the Jewish and Christian perspectives on God and evil and human agency. That was, I thought, a tremendous conversation. And again, I mean that as a tremendous conversation. There was give and take. There was mutual learning. Really, really good. So yeah, let me know what you think of this. And I'll leave a link to the Substack. By virtue of the medium, I might, in fact, write more about some of this. Then I don't know if I'm going to do that. But again, because what I could do with the old biblical series was just sit down with Genesis, let it roll, make my comments interstitially and let it roll, because I can't really do that without sort of violating their paywall and then probably having the video taken down on YouTube, this will be a little different. So let me know what you think. Leave a comment.